Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for September 10th, 2019. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. We'll plan trade talks next month between China and the U.S. as agriculture and the U.S. economy optimistic the talks are going to make some progress. Political reports in the talks last week, China offered to purchase more U.S. agricultural products ahead of the planned negotiations for October. Phone conversations are expected to increase in volume between the two sides over the next few weeks. China will travel to Washington in early October for a face-to-face meeting, a rescheduling of the talks planned for early September. The planned meetings this month lost traction after an escalation of tariffs between the U.S. and China in August. The Department of Agriculture Monday announced signups for disaster aid for 2018 and 2019, including aid for damages from Hurricane Dorian, will open this week. Wednesday, September 11th, producers will be able to apply for assistance through the Wildfire and Hurricane Indemnity Program Plus. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says, "We hope the assistance will ease some of the financial strain farmers, ranchers, and their families are experiencing." More than $3 billion is available through the disaster relief package passed by Congress and signed by President Trump in early June. Richard Fordyce, the administrator of the USDA's Farm Service Agency, explains the disaster program's payment limitation provisions.
Payment limitations for this program will be individually $125,000, and that payment limit will go to $250,000 if the producer can meet the test of more than 75% or more of their income is derived from farming. So that would be $250,000 per year. So if a producer had losses in 2018 and 2019 and was able to meet the 75% test, then they could get a maximum of $500,000 under the payment limitation language in this legislation.
Fordyce also gave reporters an idea of what producers may be eligible for with the new WIP Plus program.
Eligibility for WIP Plus will be for producers that are in a county that either had a presidential disaster declaration or a secretarial disaster declaration in the primary county. However, producers that are not in counties that had the declaration can also, if they can supply supporting documentation to prove that they were harmed and they did have losses based on the storms covered under this program, that they too would be eligible.
And as Congress returns to Washington this week, President Donald Trump's administration is pushing for a swift approval of the USMCA agreement. CNBC reports by approving the deal, Trump hopes to follow through on one of his key promises ahead of the 2020 election. But Democrats still have concerns about labor and environmental standards in the deal. You're listening to Inside Agriculture.